Welcome to The Buzz with ACT IAC, your source for the hot topics and top issues affecting the federal technology market. Join us each week to hear insights from government and industry experts, stay informed on the challenges facing the public sector, and gain access to valuable reports and thought leadership. Enjoy. Hi, listeners. This is Colin Larson. With summer winding down and the end of the federal fiscal year ramping up, we're taking this week to quickly get you caught up on the top stories over the past few months. Stay tuned until the end for some info on upcoming programming from ACT IAC. We've got a busy fall coming up, and you won't want to miss out. Be sure to check out the episode notes for links to additional reading and sources for today's show. Story 1, AI. Are you sick of hearing about it yet? You could fill a book with the number of ChatGPT wrote this article, speech, interview, etc. jokes made over the last few months, then use that book to train a new large language model just to make more ChatGPT jokes. But I digress. AI regulatory frameworks are beginning to emerge, though no federal legislation has crystallized as of yet, despite bipartisan calls for it. Several bills aimed at regulating AI in various ways have been introduced since May, including the No Section 230 for AI Act. Section 230 is a part of the Telecommunications Act that protects online service providers from civil liability with respect to user-generated content. For example, if someone posts a libelous or harmful statement about you on a social media site, you can't sue the website, just the user. This bill would ensure this immunity does not apply to AI developers, allowing citizens to sue companies for content their generative AI models create, like if ChatGPT creates a lie about you that subsequently causes injury, in a legal sense. This bill is currently in committee. Next, we have the Block Nuclear Launch by Autonomous Artificial Intelligence Act, which does exactly what the title says. This would codify existing DoD policy that requires a human actor in the decision-making loop for authorizing the use of nuclear weapons. This bill is also in committee. Most recently, we have the Creating Resources for Every American to Experiment with Artificial Intelligence Act of 2023, or the CREATE AI Act. Yes, very clever. Which would create a dedicated federal entity within the National Science Foundation with the express purpose of guiding and regulating AI development in the U.S. The National Artificial Intelligence Research Resource, or NAIR. This would make permanent the NAIR task force set up in 2021 using the blueprint they published back in January. This bill is, surprise, also in committee. While Congress moves through its legislative process, the Biden administration and federal agencies have been busy. At the end of July, the White House met with seven major AI developers, including Meta, Amazon, OpenAI, and Microsoft, and secured voluntary commitments to, quote, safe, secure, and transparent development of AI technology. These commitments include provisions like fraud detection, information sharing, security testing, and more. However, they're non-binding. This follows a series of releases by the Biden administration focusing on AI development and regulation. We saw a blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights last October, an executive order on racial equity and bias in February, and an updated AI Research and Development Strategic Plan released in May. In addition, the White House's Office of Science and Technology Policy has said that an executive order specifically focused on AI risks is forthcoming. On the agency side, the Office of Management and Budget is also planning to release additional guidance for federal procurement policy of AI systems. The Federal Trade Commission also announced recently that it was opening an investigation into ChatGPT creator OpenAI over potentially false or misleading statements generated by the model. This represents an approach to AI regulation in the near term using existing laws, rather than waiting for a new legislative framework. Right now, AI regulation is still a patchwork. But there's plenty of movement in both the legislative and executive branches of government. There is a clear sense of urgency that something needs to be done, though a lack of agreement on exactly what. The U.S. could look to the European Union as a model. The EU Parliament has been negotiating passage of the AI Act and may soon adopt it. This legislation sorts AI systems into a tiered risk framework and mandates different development and use requirements based on how risky a system is. It builds upon the EU's consumer safety laws and the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, which governs personal data protection for EU users. Moving on to more somber news, climate change. This summer has witnessed the hottest global temperatures in recorded human history. The current concentration of carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere is 422 parts per million, meaning 422 molecules of CO2 per million molecules of air. The last time CO2 levels were this high was more than 3 million years ago, before human civilization. Global temperatures were more than 5 degrees higher than today, and sea levels were at least 16 feet higher. We're in uncharted territory. North America has been rocked with disaster after disaster this summer. So far, 37 million acres of Canadian forests have burned from Quebec in the east to British Columbia in the west, and there are still over 1,000 active fires burning as of today. Tens of millions of Canadians and Americans experienced severe air quality alerts over the course of the season, and almost 250,000 people have been displaced. The U.S. has seen severe flash flooding and mudslides in Vermont, upstate New York, and most recently, Southern California, as powerful storms become more common. Earlier this month, wildfires swiftly engulfed the Hawaiian island of Maui, razing entire neighborhoods. Extreme heat waves have killed more than 200 people in Mexico as temperatures reached 120 degrees in the northwest. The electrical demand for cooling caused widespread power failures. Similar anomalous heat is currently blanketing the central and southern U.S. All of these extreme events will become more common as our planet warms. The American Meteorological Society has modeled, in a series of studies, that the strength and likelihood of climate disasters has increased as a result of human-caused climate change. Researchers at the Imperial College of London estimated that the intensity of wildfires in Quebec this year specifically were 50% more intense and 7 times more likely to occur than in a scenario with no human-induced climate change. All of this underscores the need for additional climate resilience planning and preparation. Coincidentally, last week was the 1-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, an enormous landmark piece of legislation that included much of the Biden administration's climate policy. This bill has set aside funding for everything from home energy efficiency tax incentives to Colorado River water conservation, and we are now beginning to see the effects of many of these programs. The Columbia Law School Center for Climate Change Law and the Environmental Defense Fund have partnered to create an Inflation Reduction Act tracker, which you can find a link to in the episode notes. Recently, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has announced funding for additional research and monitoring centers to address extreme weather events. Last week, the agency completed upgrades to their Weather and Climate Operational Supercomputing System, used to forecast and increase community preparedness. Unfortunately, we still may be facing a resource shortfall. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell warned recently that the agency may need additional funding in the coming years to properly respond to more frequent disasters. President Biden has requested an additional $12 billion for FEMA from Congress, right as they enter into another round of budget negotiations to avoid a government shutdown by September 30th. Climate change is a problem that requires swift action to address, something made more difficult by our nation's political gridlock. Though the future may seem grim, nothing is set in stone. The Rhodium Group, an independent research firm, has projected possible greenhouse gas emissions scenarios as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act. They estimate a 29-42% reduction from 2005 levels by 2030, based on policies on the books right now. While that doesn't put us in the range of the Paris Climate Agreement target of a 50% reduction, it is significant. There are still many unknowns. Hopefully, more action will be forthcoming from the federal government. Finally, some ACT-IAC news. ACT-IAC award nominations are open from now until September 15th. These recognize members of our community who embody ACT-IAC's mission of accelerating government mission outcomes through collaboration, leadership, and education. If someone you know fits the bill, go ahead and give them a nomination. ACT-IAC also has some great in-person events coming up this fall. First, we have the Future Evolution of the Workforce Summit on September 19th. Then, our Cybersecurity Summit on October 4th. And most importantly, Imagination ELC 2023 from October 29th to the 31st in Hershey, Pennsylvania. What better way to spend your Halloween than in the chocolate capital of America? Registration links for all of these can be found in our episode notes and at www.actiac.org. As always, thanks for listening. And that's a wrap on The Buzz with ACT-IAC. Join us next week for more hot topics and top issues affecting the federal technology market. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And follow us on Twitter at ACT-IAC. More information about today's show can be found in the episode notes. For more insights, visit www.actiac.org. Thanks for listening.